Welcome back to Press for Champagne. What are we drinking this week, Danny?
Hello, everybody. This week we are drinking, some very nice Zinfandel, all the way from California.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's from Pacificana. It is good. Where'd you get this one at?
I think that this is one of my Wink wines.
Cool. Yeah, I love a good Zinfandel.
I think last week I was also drinking red wine. I love a spritzer. I love to add like a LaCroix or sparkling water and then, you know, frozen fruit. It's like a great summer drink.
Yeah, except it does not feel like summer outside right
no,
now.
No, which is why we are not doing that. We are just literally drinking red wine.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I'm like, left field. Michael came in the living room last night. And you know those Brewmate wine glasses that we had from a couple years ago?
Yes.
He's like, why is this even in the kitchen cabinet? Like, you never use it. And I was like, Michael, I got that 2 years ago, and I used it. And then last summer, I was pregnant, so I didn't use it.
Right.
So, calm down. Maybe I'll use it this summer.
Also, how much shit we got in our house, Michael, that you're not using?
I know. I was just like, hey, slow your roll. It's not my fault. You knocked me up last year, and I couldn't drink, even though I really wanted to.
Yeah, Michael.
God. So anyway, that reminded me of since we're drinking wine, like I can use my...
We should use her a little bit. Same problem, you know. But it's one of those things I feel like you take like, oh, you're going to have a cocktail at a friend's house or something. You like take that with you.
Yeah, for sure.
Or you're sitting outside on your patio, you use that.
Yeah, I agree. So what's the good news for this week?
Oh my gosh. So first of all, I've been wanting to address this for a couple of weeks here. And I keep forgetting, but this is important. We have been bamboozled. We've been ripped off.
I can't wait for this.
The Febreze brand.
Oh, we
stole
have.
Our podcast music. We paid for, just full disclosure, we paid for this podcast music. We have the rights to it. And if you watch, there's a new Febreze commercial out, and the song, the music on it, is our song.
In all fairness, I haven't seen the commercial, which I need to check out. But, I mean, you know, we paid for the rights for our show. They paid for the rights for their commercial.
We're coming for you, Febreze.
Yeah, we found it first.
Also, I would take just a lifetime supply of Febreze products. I'm going to offer that settlement now.
Do you think they listened to this podcast and that's what inspired them?
Yeah, they heard it. They wanted a piece of this pie. And... here they are.
Yeah.
You know, now they're using our jam.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. They've never even heard of
us. No, they for sure listen. There's probably one person in their marketing department that's like, I love these two girls from Nebraska. They have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. They drink. Sometimes Danny gets really fucking drunk and makes no sense. It's a great time.
That's literally what happened.
And then they made this commercial.
Yeah.
Hey, Febreze, I get ya.
Yeah, so you guys watch closely. Hit us up when you hear it. Shayna caught it a few weeks back after I noticed it. She's like, oh my God, this commercial, it has your song. And I'm like, right?
That's hilarious.
It's wild. It's wild.
You did tell me about this a few weeks ago, and mm-hmm. I still have not watched the commercial, so I need to.
Yeah, I should, if I remember, I'll try to Google it. Maybe there's a way I can
do the YouTube video
on our Instagram.
So oh yeah, for sure. For
pay
sure.
attention.
So, ever since we had that girl on last year, that woman, not a girl, she's a woman, that woman on last year who was talking about clothes, she had that book about like...
Alison Lombardis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, you have a good memory. And we talked with her on that episode about how I need a really good white t-shirt.
Yes.
You guys, the Skims boyfriend tees are what dreams are made of. If you are like a casual bitch looking for a nice tee that you can dress up or dress down, just wear whatever. I got it in 3 colors, black, gray, and white. I'm actually wearing the black one tonight. But I'm wearing a sweatshirt over, so Brandy can't see it. But they have a really good neck. So it's not like a flimsy crew neck that's going to mm-hmm. like, you know, be all disgusting and like stretch out and like, you know, make you look like you're not put together.
Let me see it.
I'm just showing her the neck, you guys. I will take
oh,
off.
Oh, yeah, that's... Okay.
It's like... And it's like a good quality. Like, it fits around my entire neck. It's not like wide so you can see my bra strap. And it's not like low so like you can see a little bit of, you know, neck. Mm-hmm. Or not neck,
well,
chest.
Well, so I do kind of like a high, like, t-shirt.
Yes.
Like, I like a high neck.
Yes. It is like... It's perfect. The sleeve... So, This is not like a dig at myself. This is just a fact. I have bigger arms as far as like they're round, you know, like they're not like cute and slim. So I need.
They're not spiky. They're round. Everybody.
Yes. <are. laughs> They're not toned. I got Grandma Thober flabby ass arms. Okay. So I need like a good, like I need some room in my sleeve. I don't need these like baby tees.
Well, yeah, you don't, cause you don't want the sleeve to hit like too high, right? Yes. Yeah.
So this sleeve is a perfect length and there's plenty of room in it. And then like with the body, like do you ever buy some t-shirts? I don't know if you have the same problem because I kind of have like a little bit of a broad shoulder. So sometimes I'll buy shirts and I feel like I'm like it like sucked in. Well, it's
like you can either buy you're like in between sizes where yes. You can like size down, but then you feel like the shoulders are too in and maybe it's too short or too tight in the abdomen area. Mm-hmm. Or you can size up and it's like the total opposite problem. It's too baggy and like bulky. Yes. Yeah.
This is also like the perfect length where you could leave it untucked or you could like do a little front tuck or you can tuck in the whole thing. Honestly, you guys, like I cannot say enough good things about this. I have washed them all and dried them in my dryer. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Still absolutely perfect. I probably won't dry the black one just because like you don't want black to fade,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I have dried it before, but like I won't continue to dry it.
I'll have to check these out. I, not to like be the budget buster here, but a couple months ago, I needed, if anybody hasn't caught on yet, spend a lot of time in Omaha. Okay. I basically live there 50% of the time.
Yeah, she does.
I don't say 50%. I like to say I live there like 35% of the time.
It's, yeah, 35 is probably a good percentage. Yeah, I was going to say 40, but it's probably 35.
Yeah, I think I live in Omaha 35% mm-hmm. and live in Albion here 65%.
Yeah.
So I split my time. So I leave things in Omaha because I stay there.
Yes.
A lot.
You don't want to like pack your bags every weekend?
Yeah, it's annoying. So a few months back, I like was like, I'm, you know, I got to have work clothes. I got to have stuff here because it's just like, it was like wearing on me. It was stressing me out. So I went to Target just to get some, you know, those basics, like your undershirts. And I did find some t-shirts, which mm-hmm. I'm usually like little anti-Target with that stuff just because I don't think it lasts very long. They had great basic t-shirts for like $8.
Yeah.
So I bought, you know, black, white, and then this kind of like a grayish color, if you will. And I am so happy with the quality. Like, shocking.
Yes. And I do love Target's t-shirts. I have a shit ton of them. I love men's and women's. I have a shit ton. I do love them. I'm not discrediting them at all. These ones are just like another fucking level.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, like on the weekends I'm usually in like athleisure, but I also have like these nicer than basic tees that I feel like you can dress up. Like I feel like they're nice enough. I would not feel uncomfortable like throwing on a pair of jeans and heels or something.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I'm always looking for in my t-shirt.
Yeah.
I want to be able to dress it up or just wear it to bed for all I fucking care.
Exactly.
So these ones from Skims.
How much are they?
$42.
Woof.
Yeah. You guys. Worth you every
bougie bitch.
Worth every fucking penny. Worth every penny. I will say this also. I am a bougie bitch. And I have no problem spending money on clothes.
Yeah.
But ever since I, you know, had a baby, the snapback is not a thing, you guys. Like,
yes, you look amazing.
You ain't seen me naked.
She looks amazing, everybody. I'm looking at her right now.
I have just like, you know, I have like a mom pooch right now, which is total. I have a baby.
I got a mom pooch and I don't have any babies.
Respect your body. You just grew a human. What the fuck? I didn't just grow a human. Rome's almost 6 months old, you guys.
She's so cute.
But, so, I mean, like, you know, again, we've talked about this when I was pregnant, but like the body dysmorphia of especially Brittany and I have grown up with the Victoria's Secret model generation where everybody was supposed to be stick thin, you know, 6 foot tall with like double D's or at least a solid D. So the body dysmorphia of trying to find your body again after you've had a baby where it's like really probably never going to be what it was before, but it could be, it still be good. Like, I'm not saying I'm always going to have a mom pooch. I'm not saying I'm always going to have like flabby arms, but I'm just saying right now of where I'm at
like
at this moment.
Like, you don't feel you're 100%.
No, I feel like, I was telling Brandon before we hopped on the air that like, I've been having cramps all day, but I'm not on my period. And one of the, when old WebMD said like one reason you could be having stomach cramps when you're not pregnant or not on your period is because your muscles have not been used in like forever. And I was like, wow.
I don't think that's
why. Wow, WebMD. So,
I don't think that's it.
So, you know, I'm just at that season where right now where I don't care what things cost as far as clothing goes, because I need to feel good about myself.
Yeah.
So $42, well, and, everybody buy one.
No, that's a fair point. Like, if it makes you feel good and you feel confident and it makes you feel comfortable, like, in your own skin and in your own clothes, and screw, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to go buy three of them, like Danny over here, money bags, but you could buy one.
What? Hey, you guys, I'm in the boat of, if you find something that you love, buy it in every color. But, I mean, like, every color that you like. Don't be crazy just because it has a color. Yeah. I also have two t-shirts from Lululemon, which I think are great, too. Which I bought these, like, in December. Like, I bought these. This was, like, a Christmas present to myself. So, I really had body dysmorphia then. So, I bought them a little bit too big. So, I still like them. They're great t-shirts.
Yeah.
But they're just, like, one size too big. Which is fine for, like, when I'm just, like, I can still make them look really nice.
Right.
And I still recommend them. And they're more expensive than the Skims t-shirts. I think they were 50-something. So, you know, I just, you know, do what you do. Do it, you know. And I fucking Brittany over here call me a bougie bitch as I'm looking at her new Louis Vuitton bag over there.
Okay, stop. More on that to come.
Okay.
Anyway. By the way, I did get Penelope back finally from Louis Vuitton after I threatened them because I was not getting anywhere being nice. And I usually am not rude to people. But a couple weeks ago, I was like, this is unacceptable. You need to return my purse immediately. I still paid for the repairs, but it does look amazing.
Okay. So it is fixed. They didn't just return it to you like unfixed.
No, it was fixed. The new part was on it and yeah, good. It's perfect condition.
Good.
And then, you know, when you like spend a lot of money on something and you have like, you're like, oh, is that a big mistake? But then I got it back and I just like loved it all over again. So I was like, she was worth it.
I'm dead. Well, good. I'm glad. I'm glad it all worked out.
Yeah. So one thing I wanted to talk about this week, have you ever been like bamboozled by miscommunication?
Dude, that is my everyday life married to Michael.
Yeah. In relationships, regardless of the type, like, have you ever like been so on a different page that you like literally have to go back and reread a conversation, whether it's email or text or what have you, because you're like, how did we end up here?
Yeah, I also, and not quite like, I totally understand what you're saying, but I have like an example even from today. I was texting a friend because I wanted to do something this weekend, but I texted her, said, do you want to go out this weekend just us? And then, like, you know, she hadn't responded. And then I was like, I reread that. And I was like, and by just us, I don't mean like just you and me. I mean me without my husband and child. Like, so, yeah. Like, you know, like, I'm sure, and I don't know what she thought, because she eventually responded, but, like, I wanted to make sure I, like, cleared that up, because I was, like, I'm not, like, saying, like, other people cannot come, I'm saying I'm leaving my family.
You're, like, I want to have a girls' night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, so, like, there's, I think that, like, when you say something, especially over text or email, when you say something, and, like, well, you know what you're talking about in your head.
Right.
But you type it out, and then someone thinks, like, something completely different.
Yeah. I had a situation recently where somebody, like, asked me to get a group together. So we were talking about something that was business related. I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
That was business related. But then it was, like, a separate paragraph, a separate request to get a group of people together. And I was like, sure. Like, what do you have in mind? And they're like, how about we all meet up for ice cream this date? This time, this
location. Is that like a true part of the story, or is that just like an example?
No, that was legitimately what was suggested.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. And this person, you know, like, there's children involved.
Okay. Oh,
so like,
okay. This makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah. So like, I was like, well, that's like a normal thing to do, right?
Not that I would turn you down if you invited me to go out for ice cream, but I would be like, is there booze with this?
Yeah. You're like, are we going to hit up the bar before or after? Like, is this the dessert? Like pre-drinks or post-drinks?
Need to know.
Right. And so I just assumed that we were like tailoring the hangout, if you will, to the children.
Mm-hmm.
Because my thoughts exactly, myself and my person would much rather get an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
Or grab dinner or something. Like,
yes.
Whatever. So long story short, fast forward to a couple hours before the time of meeting up, we find out kiddos are like still napping and we're like, cool, cool, no big deal. We can reschedule. And then it like turned into this weird thing. Like, well, I made this appointment with you a week ago, so I'm gonna uphold that. And I was just like, well, that's weird. So
I'm so confused.
Sames. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? So anyways, fast forward, get to this meetup. We end up meeting up at a bar because my person was like, what are we going to do? Like, we can reschedule. And I'm like, right. We get there. So this person shows up without, you know, the rest of the crew. And they're like, oh, yeah, I thought we were going to, like, talk business today. And I was like, what? Like, I was just like, oh, no. Like, I just kind of stared at them because I was just like, where in the fuck did we get on two? Like, I literally have gone through my email conversation with this person, like, three different times because I was like, what did I misinterpret here?
Yeah.
Like, it was the weird, probably one of top 10 most awkward
so situations. So did you guys ever work it out together, or you just, like, moved on with your life?
I just kind of, like, avoided it. I was just like, I'm not prepared to discuss that today. I'll let you know.
Oh my God, I'm dead. I need to, like, I really need to, like, know more. Like, what was this other person thinking? Like,
I just wanted to be, like, but the problem was, so it's, I can share that it's a male.
Uh-huh.
And I always feel like I apologize. Like, oh, I'm so sorry for the miscommunication. But, like, it, I promise you, I have reread the conversations three times. And I have had a male confirm the conversations were not my fault. Like, the miscommunication was just, like, on planet Mars. And they were like, that's not you, boo-boo. And I'm that, like, right?
That is wild.
But I just want to, but I still apologize, and I don't feel like I should have, but, like, they, like, it, there was, I don't know. I don't even know. I just got bamboozled.
Did the other person say anything? Like, oh, no, it's all good, or is he just, like, moving on with his life?
Yeah, he looked at me like he was so confused, and I'm like, bitch, this was you. This was you. This was not me. But I'm going to apologize, but, like, also, like, you should be apologizing to me.
Brandy, see, that's like that TikTok I sent you earlier about not apologizing.
Here's the thing. Sometimes you just do things because you're a decent human being.
Well, or you can watch TikTok videos about and learn how to not apologize.
Well, here's the thing. The whole girl stop apologizing. We live in the Midwest. This is what we do. You're polite. You know, you're polite and professional and you move on. And
when I will say that that's very true because when I lived in San Diego was when I stopped. I was in the Marine Corps, obviously. In the Marine Corps, like, you just don't apologize for fucking shit because you just take up your space and that's how you are. So it was not until I came back to Nebraska that I started, like, relearning all of these things again. And it's been wild. Like, the person I was before I left to go to the Marine Corps, the person I was while I was living in California, and then the person I am now is, like, it's like a roller coaster. And not, like, a bad roller coaster, like, mm-hmm. up and down of emotions, but it's just, like, a, you know, I was here, now I'm there, now I'm there. I'm just, like, it's just, like, wild to see, like, how, like, I kind of reverted back to, like, my old ways where when I was in California, like, I wasn't like that.
It is environmental, but, like, I also think, to be clear, I don't apologize unless I did mean it. I mean, I just joke that I was like, but it was you. I am apologizing that there was miscommunication. I'm not saying that it was solely my fault. I am sorry for the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is genuine. Like, that's genuine. I think that's okay to apologize for stuff. I think maybe as Midwesterners, we don't always articulate why we're sorry, but it's okay to be like, sorry I was in your way, or sorry for the miscommunication, mm-hmm. sorry for the inconvenience.
Yeah.
It's okay that you just, like, don't like the situation everybody's in. I don't think it's such a bad thing.
Well, I don't know. You know me, I don't like apologizing for shit that I feel is, like, not my deal, you know? Like, that's just not who I am. But that doesn't mean that other people can't be that way. Like, yeah. It's not like I'm like, oh, Brandy, what a dumbass, because she apologizes.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I don't... There are times when I'm like, oops, sorry.
Yeah.
Do I need to say sorry? No, but... Do I regret it? No, I don't.
That's so funny because there are times when I do that too. Like, if I'm in the grocery store and, like, I come around a corner too hot and, like, you know, almost catch them, I'm like, oh, sorry. And then I'm like, why the fuck am I apologizing? They should be apologizing to me, you know? But then...
Yeah, but, like, really? Like, did it hurt anybody? No. Does it make me feel, like... Honestly, it makes me feel better that I'm, like, acknowledging like I'm acknowledging somebody else, I'm acknowledging my environment, and I'm saying, hey, I myself was not paying as good of attention as I should have been.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they weren't equally as at fault, but at least I recognize my shit.
Yeah, I still have that little person inside me that says, bitch, don't apologize for nothing.
No regrets.
She's a fun person inside my head, you guys.
She's so cute. So anyways, I was curious if anybody else had been like, just, obviously miscommunication happens every day, all day, regardless of business, relationship, whatever, mm-hmm. but like, that was one of like the more awkward, like shocking, just flabbergasting, is that a word?
Yeah, well, flabbergasted, but sure.
Yeah, I made that up. Google it. Moments that I was just like, wow.
Well, I can't wait to hear about this potential new business opportunity that you are diving into with a person who clearly you need to learn to communicate
with.
Doesn't
it sound like I was getting like bamboozled into like a Ponzi scheme bullshit? Like, and you're like, ooh.
I would be nervous about getting into business with this person if this is how he communicates. So
VV confused. Still confused.
I am constantly confused by conversations that Michael and I have, and like I always have to be like, no, like stop, slow down. Michael will like have conversations where he thinks I will have heard part of the story before. So he'll start in like the middle of a story.
Oh my God, Tracy does this. Oh my God.
Wow, just calling your mom out.
Oh, she'll just like, in like, you'll be like, we could be having this conversation, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden she'll be like, yeah, so he said that next week will work. And you're like, what the fuck are we talking about? And who is he?
You want to know the petty bitch that I am? When Michael does this and he starts a conversation in the middle of a story, and even if I know what he's talking about, I play dumb. And I was like, Michael, what the fuck? Who are you talking about? And then he'll like, but Michael, instead of being like, well, I'm talking about Brandy, he'll be like, she said blah blah blah. Like, he'll just keep saying the same thing over again. Like, he'll keep repeating what he said,
but like adding in like slightly more detail each time,
or like emphasizing different words. And I was like,
I get that, but when did we talk about this?
Yes.
You know what I always think? Love you. I love you, Bob. I love you, Mommy. But sometimes I'm like, didn't you learn like the opening statement, the three descriptive sentences, yes, and the conclusion in elementary school? My mom was sick that day, y'all, and she goes right to the conclusion, mm-hmm. and you're like, wait, who, what, where, when, why?
Yes.
Who, what, where, when, why?
Exactly. See, for me, I know that like I love to tell a good story, and nothing makes me happier than when I tell a really good story and either people laugh or they're like they're super interested in it, or like at the end they're like, wow, you know, like, so it really, like, that's what gets me off in life, you guys. My husband, on the other hand, yeah, you're welcome for that. My husband, on the other hand, does not like to be the center of attention. Like, he's very reserved, very quiet, does not like, yes. He loves people, and he loves to chat, and he loves to have a good time, but like, if no one like looked at him, he's like, good, cool, great.
Thank God.
Yeah. So therefore, like, he doesn't think that when he speaks that people want to hear him. And I was like, Michael, people think you're funny, or people want to hear what you have to say. So just
people
tell your fucking story.
People love Michael.
I know. It's so fucking right. People love Michael way more than they love me, and I don't know why.
But you married him, so you must know why.
Well, I married him because he was a better person than that. So, and he, like, he's always like, whenever I want to do something kind of shady, he's like, don't you have any morals? And I was like, no.
I love that that's his question. Don't you have any morals, you savage?
Yeah, he's always like, where are your morals? I was like, what morals? You know,
you're like,
married.
I lost them around the corner. They fell out the car, Michael.
Never had them. Never took had them.
Took the turn into the driveway a little hot, and they fell out the back end of the car. That's where they went.
I always be like, think of how much money we could have if I could sell my used panties online, Michael.
So much.
And could you imagine going into Joe, my accountant, and be like, Joe, made 100K selling used undies this year.
Joe would be disgusted, yet very impressed.
I would say he'd be impressed. He's
a business guy. Yeah. He gets it.
Mad at it.
Joe, let us know what's deductible in that situation.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like...
Booze and Victoria's Secret, is that what you write off?
Yeah, for sure.
You
soap,
know,
too, because you got to be clean.
You know what's funny, though? My dad is like the total opposite of my mom. He will give you all the details.
Yeah.
You know, and you know my dad. My dad, mm-hmm. sits in board meetings with the two of us. And sometimes I'm like, B-Rye, get to the point.
Yes.
I love you, bro. And but my dad is just like, he's so honest, so transparent. Like, he wants everybody to know all the details and never feel left out. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm just like, nobody gives a fuck. Just what's the conclusion?
Michael will get mad at me if I don't tell him things. Like say for instance, if one of my girlfriends gets a new job and I don't tell him, and I was like, do you fucking care? And not that you don't care about my friends, and that's because right. Michael does care. That's not what I'm saying. But like, does it affect you in any way, shape, or form if like Stacy got a job? And I'm just like, I mean, I'm sorry I didn't, like, inform you right away. Like, you're also...
Not really.
Like, you're also friends with Stacy. Maybe she didn't want to tell you, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, Michael. But, you know, I'm the same way, like...
Did Stacy get a new job?
My friend, quote-unquote, Stacy, did get a new job.
That's great. You have to tell me what it is, like.
But, you know, it's just, like, sometimes, like, I also am, like, you're down that point where it's just, like, I want you to have all the information. But then there's sometimes, like... I don't think that you're going to care. Or, like, there's a bunch right. of gossip going around my hometown right now, which is super juicy. But, like, Michael's not from my hometown. So, I mean, he does mm-hmm. know these people, but he's not, like, friends with these people. He doesn't interact with these people on a monthly basis, even. So,
that's
I'm, like...
That's fair. Gossip really isn't fun unless you know the people.
Well, that's why I'm just, like, do you even care that, like, you know, so-and-so left so-and-so? Like, I mean, like... that.
And here's the thing. I know they say gossip is for small-minded people, but it's fucking good. And I like to gossip. I like to gossip.
Well, I like to gossip with my friends who are also going to be like, no fucking way, bitch. But my husband's always like, oh. I was like, cool, Michael.
I'm like, wanted more of a reaction. Yeah.
Or he'll be like, you know, I'll be like, oh, you know, like, Sally left Danny because of, you know, Danny's small penis. And he'd be like, oh, that's so sad. And I was like, no, bitch. It's not sad. I want, like, can you believe Danny has a small penis? That's the moral of the story.
It's a pinky. He's like, a pinky poker.
It's like fucking one of those Vienna sausages. She finally had enough. She left his ass.
She was exhausted from faking it.
Yes. She told him to get off the roids. He wouldn't do it. His penis kept shrinking. Yeah, no, Michael would be like, oh, that's so sad for Danny. And I was like, yeah, it's sad that Danny has a small penis. You guys, Danny is fake, not anybody that we know, okay? I just want to clarify that because that was a fake name.
I might know some people who had that issue.
I recently came to the conclusion that people listen to this podcast, and even though I don't really say names of people that I talk about,
I know.
People do know. And so, like, I recently ran into, like, a relative of an ex, and they completely ignored me. Like, yeah. Like, I didn't fucking exist. And I was like, what the fuck did I do to this person? And then I came to realize that, like...
They listened to the
podcast. I nonchalantly talk shit about that person's relative on the podcast sometimes. So... So it's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now. So
sorry. We do not own the rights to that music.
I think if it's under like so many seconds, you don't have to.
Speed through that one.
Yeah. So yeah, it's all coming back to me, guys. Now I know why.
Yeah. Life is weird.
Life is
weird.
So back on task.
Yeah.
Have you been going to farmers markets now that you're down in Omaha?
Yes.
Farmers market season.
Yeah, so that's kind of like a weekend.
I'm coming down
task.
Probably within the next month on a Saturday. Me and Ron will come down, so I'll let you know. We can hit up a farmers market together.
Yeah, or we can go to the pool.
Both.
Yeah, either at.
Fuck, I'm going to have to bring myself a babysitter so I can tie one on and somebody can watch Rowan. You know, my niece. So my niece, you guys, is...
We can go to the country club or go...
Yeah.
To the pool.
My niece is 17, and she... Yeah, fuck yeah. Of course I'm staying at the Cottonwood. My niece is 17, and she's my go-to babysitter.
Yeah.
But she's, like, so freaking busy this summer. She's in Boston today.
That's amazing. And what is she in Boston for?
She's on a school trip, so they're going to Boston, Washington, D.C., New York.
I think my nephew is on this trip.
What's his name? Well, you can tell me afterwards.
Yeah.
I was like, what's his name? Is an address and his social security?
Yeah. His social security. No. Riverside.
Yeah,
he's a junior. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. For sure.
He's definitely on the trip.
Yeah.
He left. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Because this trip was supposed to happen like in
2 years ago.
2020.
Yeah.
Because he was fundraising for it.
Yeah.
Which I'm super jealous, to be clear.
I know. So, Maddie.
Do y'all need to chaperone? Because Aunt
B. Randy. Oh my God. We should have chaperoned.
We would have gotten kicked out of the school trip so fast.
Maddie went to Harvard today and I made her buy me a sweatshirt. She's like, it was $70. I was like, I'll Venmo you. It's fine.
Oh, I would have got you one.
She did. She did today.
$70.
Hey.
That's so good for those kids. So good for those kids.
Yeah, to buy me Harvard sweatshirt.
Well, honestly, to go out, see the world, see other colleges, see what's out there. I love that.
Yeah. No, I'm excited
fully support that. I think it's awesome.
Anyway, totally off topic. Back to farmer's market.
Sorry. Yeah. So, been going to farmer's market. Usually go either, obviously, the old market is where we're at, but the Exurban one.
Mm-hmm. I've never been to that one, but I heard it's really good.
It's huge. It's way bigger than the one in the old market, which the old market one is good. It used to be last year in the Baxter Arena, shout out to Michael, in their parking lot. And I really liked it because it was like very spread out. Yeah. The parking was really easy. It was great. It is so crowded. It's insane how many people go to that one versus, I think it's because more people in Omaha go to the Exurban one because it's so centrally located.
Is the Exurban one on Sundays?
Yes.
Okay. And so the one in the Omaha is on Saturdays.
Yep.
Just in case anybody needs to know.
Yeah. Just FYI. It's insane.
Yeah.
But this is my PSA for everybody. You don't need to bring your freaking horse and wagon to the farmer's market.
Who brought a horse to the farmer's
There was a person who had two freaking Dobermans with him.
Oh, not an actual horse.
For one person, two Dobermans. And when you're walking shoulder to shoulder behind a wagon, behind a stroller, behind another dog, and then you got two Doberman horses to the side, it's too fucking much.
Yeah.
I'm not into it.
The thing is, it's fine if it's in a spread, like you said, if it's a, like, spread out area, but if, like, you know it's going to be congested, like...
I feel like everybody's like, oh my God, it's Sunday farmer's market. I'm going to take my little puppy and I'm going to take my stroller and we're going to get some fresh air. It's not a good idea.
Honestly, that'd be me. Because I was just telling... Well,
go to a park.
No, I want to buy one radish and...
Yeah, then your goddamn Doberman is bigger than the table sniffing my muffin that I want to buy waiting in line behind two horses. I'm not... I think it's one dog per person at a maximum, but I really believe it's one dog per family. Come at me. I don't give a fuck. It's rude to have multiple dogs. And I also, no offense to all you people who have a dog and a baby, but it's one stroller, one dog per family. That's it. You can't have more. It's too
much.
What
if you have two kids?
Get one of those scooters. Things that hooks to the stroller. Get a wagon. I don't give a shit. But, like, it's congested.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding up the line. You're just... This one person, I'm going to stand up to show you because I just can't even. You know, normally with a stroller, you're like a little bit more cognizant. You're like, okay, I'm cognizant of.
Yeah, you got a fucking stroller.
The space I'm taking up, right? Yeah. Like, I have a stroller. I'm taking up space. But then you get behind the person who's like. Oh, I'm just stepping one step at a time. And you're like, move, I need to go get the bread and muffins.
I'm fucking dead. Well, she's got nothing else to do. It's Sunday. So she's
it was a man who was doing it.
How sexist of me, assuming it was a woman.
Yeah, it was, I don't know what it is about it. It was so unenjoyable this past Sunday that I was like, we're not going to the Exurban market anymore.
So the old market's the place to be?
Yeah, I mean, it's crowded, but if you go to the old market, farmer's market, like at 8:30, it's perfection.
See, and I always am
so
like
let's
the first
do that
one
and then go
the
to
game.
La Bouvette.
Okay.
Because they open at 10-ish or 11, I think.
Yeah. I'm always at their like first thing. Because number one, I'm just an early riser. But number two, I think you get the best selection for like the first one there.
You do.
Yeah. So totes my goats. So you want to know all the funness.
So is my PSA. Like if you're going to festivals, you're going to farmer's market, just be cognizant of the space you're taking up and don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, done. Everybody, send all your hate emails to Brandy.
Yeah. I'm going to delete them.
So this weekend, speaking of farmer's markets, this was not a farmer's market, but it was a little festival. I helped my sister at the, I think they were calling it the Homesteaders something.
Is it like some makers festival or something? Like,
so,
it looked really cool.
Yeah, it was in Bartlett. It was at the Stone House, which you can rent the Stone House for a weekend if you'd like to.
How much is it, I wonder?
I don't know. I mean, it's Bartlett, so I can't assume it's like terribly expensive.
It looked super cool. We should do that.
Yeah. Apparently, it's haunted too.
Okay, I'll be in the car.
So, the guys from Kincaid Brewing who were serving the beer that day stayed there on Friday night. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah. But so I helped my sister that
sorry, what's it called? I'm writing this down.
The Stone House is what the actual house is called, the Stone House. So they did this, it was like a first annual like homesteaders festival or whatever they were calling it. I think they're going to do one in the spring and one in the fall. So they might be doing it this fall as well. But it was a lot of fun. Like, there was a ton of vendors there and they had like over 600 people. But if you're not from Nebraska and you don't know where Bartlett is, it is literally a town of like 30 fucking people.
There's nobody there.
It is nothing. Absolutely nothing. They have a gas station and a bar and a cafe. And their gas station doesn't serve or doesn't sell alcohol. So, I mean, like,
it's... Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, the owner is a felon, so they can't get a liquor license, you know. And see, and that is
the best of them.
That's the kind of shit you know about people in Bartlett, because it's literally a town of, so few people. Great town. And the person that owns the gas station, I'm sure he's a nice person. I don't know him very well, so not
how
here to...
How do you find... how do you book this place? Is it, a VRBO?
I think they're... I'll send you all information after this, because I don't have it off the top of my head. So, anyway, that was great. Good times. Good times for all. But, so this weekend... We had a lot of shit going on. A couple, a week or two ago, we had a huge storm come through Nebraska and did a ton of damage to the farm where I live. One of the things was it knocked over these trees that have been planted in our front yard for, 80 fucking years.
You guys, they were, the pictures Danny showed it was just insane.
It was crazy.
It was insane.
So, as they were trying, so obviously we got rid of the trees, but they were trying to dig out the roots so that we could plant grass and everything over it. Well, they nicked my propane line.
No.
Which provides heat to my house. Good. And you guys, I know you're thinking, well, it's May, it's fine, you don't need
no,
heat.
No, it's been cold as shit.
And this happened last Thursday or Friday, so right before the fucking 30 degree weather came through. Mm. So anyway, but the good thing that came out of that was we were able to move my propane tank, because if you've been to my house, it was in a really not attractive position. So now we moved it to someplace where it can be more hidden.
Cool.
Yeah. So that happened.
Glass half full.
Yeah. So also we've been having this issue lately where whenever the cows are drinking, I have zero water pressure in my house. So I can turn on the faucet and nothing will come out. So we've been trying to deal with that lately, and Michael's like, oh, I think there's a leak someplace, so I'll have to find it, but obviously everybody's been busy, so we haven't messed with it. So Sunday morning, I'm like, Michael's like, well, let's go out to eat. So we was like, and like, to us going out to eat, you have to go someplace a half an hour away. We live in the middle of nowhere. So I was like, okay, we'll get a bottle ready for Rowan, and then we'll eat. So in order for us to get a bottle ready, we have to fill it with water, because we have formula feed her, so we have to have something to mix it with, obviously. So
side note, do you have enough formula?
I do.
Okay.
Thank you. It's been really nice. Everybody's been looking for us. And good. I actually was able to go down to Grand Island to Sam's Club and get some two big cans of formula. And then I ordered some from two cans of regular size from Target. And I was in Hy-Vee, so I had two cans from there.
Good.
Plus my sister-in-law was able to get me a couple cans from the clinic. So I should be good for a month, you know? So, okay. But I will definitely let you know.
Well, I'll be in Omaha this weekend. So if you want me to run it.
Yeah. No, it's been good. So thank you. And thanks for everybody that has reached out to me, because I have had a lot of people. Yeah. So it does help a lot.
If anybody's in the area and needs all jokes aside, need somebody to get something to a friend in Omaha or get something from Omaha back in our area, please reach out, because I'm happy to pick stuff up and, you know, be a little formula mule for y'all.
Definitely. So anyway, so we go to Bartlett to eat. I went back to Bartlett that day. So we go to Bartlett to eat, and I had told Michael to fill up the bottle. So he did. I saw him filling it up in the bathroom sink, and I was like, okay, whatever. Because I had the sink in the kitchen plugged, because I was washing Rowan's bottles, because I hand wash them, because I'm a psycho about certain things, and I don't like the way they look when they come out of the dishwasher. It's just a little foggy, you know,
No, I agree. Yeah. You know,
I'm just weird, you guys. So then we go to Bartlett, we eat, we saw everybody and their dog Bartlett. So we were chatting it up and having a gay old time. And then
Gale time.
Yes. Then we mosey on home. I dropped my
Danny was up in Bartlett having a little brunch, having a little Gale time when they decided to mosey on home, y'all.
And my husband was planting beans for my brother-in-law, so I dropped him off at their farm, my brother-in-law's farm. My sister and her family were there working cows, so I stopped and chatted with them for like 15 minutes. I dropped Michael off as planter. Rowan and I head home. I come in the house. My kitchen is flooded, you guys.
Wait, like water on the floor?
Water on the floor, on the counter, on everything.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, what the fuck? The kitchen sink is on. And and the sink was plugged because I had bottles in there.
No.
Well, Michael, I'm totally throwing Michael under the bus. This is definitely not, I mean, it's his fault, but like, I'm not like, it's an accident, yeah, you know?
Yeah, it happens.
Well, he turned on the faucet, and when no water came out, he didn't shut it back off.
Oh, shit.
And so Michael has a very...
Oh, so that's why he was in the bathroom filling up.
Yes, because there was like the slightest water dribbling out of the bathroom
because
faucet.
Because the cattle were...
Yeah, but there was no... And so Michael's not even home to fucking help me. There's literally water in everything and all, like all my lower cabinets.
Oh, water's on the floor. The worst.
And I'm just like, what? I was like so defeated. Like I like cleaned up. I was like mopping up the counters and mopping up the floors. I got that all cleaned up, and then like I had to like dig into the cabinets. And I was like, I don't even have the fucking energy for this.
Oh my God! Yes. It's honestly, I can feel your pain because I missed our good friend Michelle, her 30th like birthday party bus, because I was getting ready, walked downstairs to my basement after like taking a shower, getting ready to like grab jeans out of the dryer, mm-hmm. and my freaking basement had flooded. It literally just like called my dad and mom crying. They like ended up coming over and like using shot that. I think I actually had to leave it that night because they were out of town. So I just had to like freaking leave water in my basement. It when I say basement, it wasn't like the whole thing, but it was like a large portion. It's not finished in that part, but still like I had shit. I had to move it. It's just like, I can't even imagine it being in a kitchen with, like, your cabinets and the food and, like, everything.
Oh, yeah. So, I had to throw away so much food because, I mean, like, it was just everywhere. So, anyway, I was just like, whatever. Like, I got it cleaned up and it was all...
What did you get? Like, a shot back and just suck it up? Or what?
I just had towels.
Oh, my God.
I was... Because I had Rowan. I was by myself. Mm-hmm. Michael had called one of his brothers and he brought me a couple fans so I could turn those on and open like, all the windows. But you get
it's
like,
so cold.
It's cold. And I have a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go somewhere else?
No, I just like hid in the other room because I was like, I just didn't want to look at it. So my kitchen is like, even now, because like now I had to pull everything out. I had to rewash everything. And I haven't had the energy to put things back. And like, it's so defeating. Like, because obviously I work from home. And like, when you're constantly in a space of chaos, like you, for me, my mind is chaotic. So, like, it's been really hard to focus this week because, like, my kitchen's not put back together. But I just do not have the energy to do it.
So, you should just get, like, a new kitchen.
Yeah. So, this I'm not even done yet. Because Monday, I'm in Spalding. And Michael calls me. He's like, so, we found the leak, where the leak is. Because, like, I went down.
Wait, there was a leak?
That's why we're not having water pressure. Because the cows are drinking and there's a leak somewhere. So, but he thought it was, like, on a different farm. Because, like, all the farm is connected or whatever. So he's like, okay. I'm like, okay. Because like I went down. He's like, there's a box in the basement. Go down and get it. Well, I opened the door to the basement and there's like water in the basement. So I'm thinking that came from the kitchen. So I was like, I'm not going down there. I'm not bringing that fan up here because it's covered in like, and we have like a dirt basement. So it's not like it's like a nice basement, you know? And so then I was just like, whatever. That's Michael's deal. He'll deal with that. So Monday, there's still water in the basement. Like, it hadn't, like, dried up or anything. So he's like, well, we found the leak. It's underneath the bathroom. In order for us to get there, we had to tear up our back deck.
What? I love your deck.
Yeah, so we had to tear up, like, half the deck. Stop. Yeah. And I'm just, like, so defeated by everything. And Michael's like, well, do you want to replace the floor in the kitchen? Because, like, we have, like, those wood planks.
I love your, yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, they're kind of warped now. And I was like, honestly, Michael, this opens just, like, a huge can of worms because, like, I need new counter or new cabinets because, like, the cabinets that we have are, like original to the house. So they're not, like, they're not, like, things that you can just buy new cabinet doors and replace. Like, they are original.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, so defeated by the whole thing, you guys. It's been, like, so fun this week.
I feel super bad for you. I just did, like, very minimal updates to my house and they're not even done yet. But it took about, like, a couple... Over the course of, like, 3 weeks, they've been doing these updates. And it's just, like, you know, maybe a couple hours here and there each day or for a couple of days each week. And I hear you when your house is not together. Like, I didn't have kitchen flooring for like a week, week and a half, just because they were like laying new flooring. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you feel gross. You feel like you can't like function. Hey,
how are you supposed to cook?
Yeah, like
not that I do that.
No, but I mean, you can't even
make yourself some mac and cheese.
Putting like microwave meals together, like I had meal prepped when I was in Omaha, so that it was like super easy to like throw stuff together during the week, and it was still like I didn't have a dishwasher for a couple of days. Like my oven was moved out. Like, and I'm not like criticizing the people who did the work; they did amazing. It just like it takes time. Yeah. Like it takes time to do that stuff. So. When you're like in the midst of it and you're like, well, do I replace or not? You don't have anything ordered. Like, I honestly can't even imagine.
Well, and seeing like where we're at, like in our lives at this moment, like we want to remodel our home, but like the first step is the basement because like we need to put a basement, an actual nice basement underneath our house, which I mean, right now, like where our current basement is, it's only under the original portion of the house. So it's only under like a third of the house.
Like you have like a partial basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like there's so much more that goes into it. I would like to have like an architect actually come in and like draw plans for everything because like, you know, there's just like, it's like so overwhelming because it's just like, it's not just like one thing. It's like 100 things.
Right.
You know, it's like, I'm not going to replace the floor because in the next few years, we're going to remodel the kitchen. So
well, like, you're going to spend, you know, maybe $5,000 to $10,000 now to spend 20 or 30 5 years from now. It doesn't make like sense economically to do that.
It just is like, and then Michael's like, well, since we ripped up these boards, like maybe we should look into like replacing them because like it was just wood planks or whatever we put down.
Yeah.
And they have not weathered well. The deck was supposed to be temporary because we were supposed to actually do a remodel like two years ago, 2020, everybody. And, you know, now, like, with everything being expensive, plus we had a baby, like, our priorities have just, like, shifted a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, let me look and, like, to see what, like, composite decking costs. You guys.
So expensive.
For our area, our surface area, $3,500. And that's just for, like, the top seats. That's just, like, to replace the wood that we have. Yeah. And if I wanted to just order, like, replacement wood.
I thought you were going to say $35,000. I was like, yeah, probably.
No, $3,500, which is still, like, not in the budget, you guys. Like, I'm buying Skims t-shirts, not composite decking.
But to your point, it's like, why would I spend $3,500 now if that's not the deck I'm going to have in 5 years?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, we have, like, a whole plan and these massive like things that are happening.
Sucks.
But hey, on a positive note, everybody, because the storm did so much damage, I am getting a new windows in my living room and new siding on the front of my house. So
that's really nice.
Yeah,
actually.
I'm actually really fucking stoked about it.
Yeah.
Plus, I just did a whole bunch of landscaping in my front yard. So everybody, like, I'll share pictures when like my grass is growing back in and you know the new windows are in because it's like bomb.com. I'm so excited. Except it might be 10 years before the windows actually get here, but hey, whatever.
I feel like we should do a toast to updates, you know, like have like a little like rendezvous and check this out.
For sure. Like, you know, hey, and you know, like obviously like that was like all in jest, the complaining, like it was overwhelming, but was it like a big deal? Not at all. Like honestly, like it's part of life. There's way more like crazy shit going on in the world right now. So like, you know.
Yeah.
Just and a little ha-ha funny, everybody.
Take this whole episode in jest. Obviously, we know we're releasing it during a really difficult week in America, and it's tough, but we also, you know, want to kind of divert everybody's emotions right now. And
for sure.
But that doesn't light.
But that also doesn't mean that if you have been affected by everything that's been going on this week, you know, do take action. Do write your senators or your representatives or whatever it is that you feel. I mean, like, action, you know, the squeakiest wheel gets the grease, and I think that taking action is important, even if it's just writing a letter to your representatives, which I do think is important, so just throwing that out there.
I did want to commend you for your Instagram post that you had in the last day, which by the time you all hear this will be several days, but you are a Marine, and you have experience in training with firearms, so I think it's important just to understand like the complexity of the issue and that I understand that we have a constitutional right to bear arms, but there also needs to be some protections in place
because
we now have way too many innocent people dying because of firearms.
And I will say that as a Marine Corps veteran, that, like, number one, I do not think our founding fathers assumed that this would ever be the lives that, or the life that we would be living when they wrote the Second Amendment. Like, I don't think that they thought that school shootings would be a thing. So, I mean, like, we all have to take everything, like, the Constitution with a grain of salt. It was written 300 years ago or 250 years ago. Not to say that it's not a valid political document, whatever.
But, no, it is. But I think they intended for it to be a right to bear arms to, like, you know, basically, you know, frankly, kill your food, if you will. And I'm sorry I'm putting that in really blunt terms. But, and then also to defend your country. I mean, I think that's
what they had. And to defend your property. Like,
yeah, you know, your property and your country. I don't know that they intended it. We have a plethora of availability for weapons in this country, and it is very, very concerning. I've seen way too many people within the system that should not have access to firearms.
So. For sure. And I, like, the last thing I wanted to say about this was also, you know, I do feel like I have a right to speak about this, because I am one of the 6% of Americans who joined the military and actually fought for the rights of the Constitution. And so it always cracks me up when I get people that defend, or, like, you know, like, oh, you can't take my right away, you know, my right to bear arms away. And I was like, okay, cool. I know that because I fought for your freedom to do that. So if you also did not, like, if you did not join the military and you're, like, all up in arms about this shit, like, I don't really respect your argument, which is, like, again... But my brother is also a veteran who's in the Air Force for 10 years. Whenever something like this comes up and people get up in arms about their rights, even though they never served in the military, our answer is always the same, is we fought for your right to have those rights. So that does not diminish your rights. Like, I'm not saying, like, you don't deserve to have rights, because that is truly why we served in the military. Right. However, I just want everybody to take a step back and take a deep breath and to really realize what you're saying when you're saying things like, you know, this is my right to bear arms and I don't want my country to take away my guns. There's a lot happening right now and you need to really deep dive into that.
Right. And to be clear, I don't think either of us are saying, like, oh, guns should be banned.
No.
At all. But... apparently, there's an issue with people who should not have access to firearms obtaining access and using them in a very, very destructive manner. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue.
Yeah.
And so am I somebody who writes laws and enacts them? No. But there are people who do that, and I think those people need to be taking appropriate measures.
For sure. There is a mental health problem in America, and it's not anything to be ashamed of.
No.
So anyway, hey, you guys, let's head out. Okay, you guys, we'll catch you next week.
Love you, miss you.
Bye.